Mitt Romney made history voting guilty in the president's abuse of powers, saying the president is guilty of an appalling abuse of the public trust. Well, it's hard not to have much more respect for Mitt Romney today more than ever before. Yesterday, he defined character, strength, and what it really means to be a courageous American, regardless of party. The Trump cult was predictably on the Romney rampage, red-faced and angry with his guilty vote. And it's interesting that in Romney's speech yesterday, he says he received many calls and tweets to stand with the team on the acquittal vote. So it's worth noting that they prefer to really call it a team and not a cult, as I mentioned. Stocks rallied yesterday on hopes over a coronavirus vaccine and China's economic stimulus propping up their stock market, showing the Chinese will do whatever's necessary to prop up their economy, which of course is untenable over a longer period of time. The past 24 hours has seen 28,000 confirmed cases of the virus. Chinese state media is reporting that researchers at Zhejiang University have found two drugs it says can treat people with the virus. Additionally, a team of UK scientists researching a vaccine have made progress by reducing the vaccine development time from 2 to 3 years to 14 days. In other news, Ponzi scheme king Bernie Madoff, who bilked investors out of millions of dollars, is seeking release from prison today on his 11 years of time served because he says he has terminal kidney cancer and he's only got 18 months to live. He was sentenced to 150 years in prison 11 years ago. And House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler said the House will continue its investigations of President Trump's conduct after the impeachment is over, including a likely subpoena of John Bolton, NPR reported yesterday. And Nielsen is saying that the Trump's ratings for the State of the Union address were down 20% from last year and well below 2017 and 18. Trump has two notable lawsuits pending against him at the moment, the Summer Zervos case, in which Trump was granted permission to appeal to the New York Court of Appeals. And in this case, Trump is fighting a defamation lawsuit accusing him of calling her a liar when he denied her claims that he kissed and groped her. The other case pending is the E. Jean Carroll case, another defamation lawsuit where she's claiming Trump raped her in a Bergdorf Goodman fitting room around 1995. Trump is arguing to put the E. Jean Carroll case on hold until the Summer Zervos case is decided, arguing that a win in the first case would affect the E. Jean Carroll's case. Trump's lawyer is also arguing that the president is immune from prosecution while in office. Does this sound familiar? And that it would be burdensome for the president to manage this case while he's in office. And get this, that it would be a distraction to the public. Starting to sound like the president really doesn't want this playing out during an election year, but what I find interesting here, folks, is that Trump is being asked to submit a DNA sample because E. Jean Carroll has a dress that she purportedly wore when the action occurred. And DNA testing would be a definitive way to tie Trump to the stain on the dress. Stay tuned on this. We're going to follow this one all the way to the end. Trump will claim impeachment victory today, but it's not a victory when Republicans are muttering privately that they knew Trump was at least partially guilty and basically punted this issue to the American voters. And do you like the look of the White House, folks? Well, that's great, because Trump just drafted an executive order that prioritizes that style of architecture as the template now for all federal buildings. Shunning designs like the Federal Building in San Francisco, the U.S. Courthouse in Austin, and the U.S. Courthouse in Miami, the executive order says they do not represent national values. And really, folks, Trump, let's put this in perspective. Trump has no health care plan for America at all, period. And he wants to kill the plan we currently have in the United States, Obamacare. Shouldn't he be working on this instead? This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.